Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Come on, Michael.
This is the Brian Cash Claus radio show. I got Michael in the house from the Shrimp House.
Hey, Brian, what's going on,
buddy? And then we brought his son in, too, just in case he want to keep us in order.
That's right. Mike's here.
There you
here.
Go. Mike? He's Mike's
son. In from Vegas.
He's in from Vegas. So what do you do when you get dealt eights, two eights, and 21?
Oh, there... It's called blackjack.
Yeah. So what if you do? What do you do with two eights?
Oh, the two eights?
Yeah.
I'm not a big gambling man myself.
But you split them always, right?
Thanks for the tips.
There you go. Yeah, the tip is don't gamble.
That's right.
You know the big whale? They call the big whale. Yeah, he's the big loser too.
That's true.
The house always wins.
No one's a winner.
No, the house always wins.
Hey, Brian, it's so nice to be here with this turkey giveaway for families. I mean, what a great thing to do. And Paul Shrimp House appreciates your donation. So what we're going to do is we're offering a free, fresh, cut-to-order fried zucchini appetizer with every turkey or cash donation. And we're located at 530 Athens Street at the Sponge Docks. It's 530 Athens Street. Paul Shrimp House, come on in. Drop off a turkey. Drop off a little money. Listen, we even pick up the turkeys if you want us to come down. So it's a great thing, and it's a great thing that you're doing here.
Yes, it is, and we need turkeys.
We got to have turkeys. Everybody, you're driving by here. Come in and make a little donation
turkeys,
so we can get
turkeys.
These are for kids and families that are without. I mean, we need to get in there and help out a little bit.
Here's the mission statement, and I think this was written. Like, I think certain things are divinely written, like the Bible. The Bible is divinely written because I believe God writes through people or talks through people. Listen to this mission statement of the Shepherd Center. Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center is an interfaith outreach of compassion, education, assistance, and support for the needs of all in our community. Though our faith convictions, we need the hungry, clothe the poor, and equip the least among us by providing opportunity and a place for all to give and receive hope.
What a great, yeah. What a great thing, yeah. And I'll tell you, the Shepherd Center does such a great job. They feed so many homeless every day. It's amazing how they go out of their way and do things like this for the needy. And we're very proud to be here to do this and try to get some turkeys in here. If you're around this area, please come in. Drop off a little bit of money, drop off a turkey, whatever you got. It all goes to the to a good cause.
And I like you, Liz. Got the same name.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you need that?
Yeah. He said, and he said, say his name completely. That's what that was called. Mike. Oh,
Michael Paulina. Paul Shrimpaus. Hey, listen. Yeah, listen. And speaking of Paul Shrimpaus, if you're thinking about where you're having your Christmas party this year, call Shrimpaus for your early reservations at 727-938-5093. And we also offer catering. So if you're having friends over and don't want to hassle cooking, just call Paul Shrimpaus. Once again, the number is 727-938-5093. Or you can check us out on our Facebook page, Paul Shrimpaus Facebook, and you're going to see a big red sign that says Paul Shrimpaus. Go on that and get all kinds of deals and check us out.
Yeah, we got a turkey drive. It says Tan Talk Radio Network. I wonder who put this flyer together. Did you, Ed?
You didn't?
No. Who put this flyer together?
Fred.
See that? Fred. Work, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM. Join us here at the Shepherd Center Thursday, December 14th. Cast from 2 to 3 p.m. Live feed from 3 to 4 p.m. Oh, was the pod? It wasn't a live feed from 2 to 3?
It was.
So yeah. We even had a live feed there. So it's really good stuff.
Yeah, this is both made out of beaver for the whole time.
Huh?
We said we had a live, we have a podcast for the 2 full hours and live feed.
Turkey drive. So call for, who should we have them call?
The radio station.
Call the radio station, 441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Call the radio station for, give us a turkey up to 10. We really need to come up with $5,000. All checks are made out to the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center, and we need money. We need turkeys.
Everything goes to the food. So
oh, everything
and
goes.
And the help. So everything that you give is going to go right to helping families. And this is what we need to do. I mean, Christmas time, you can't have kids without turkeys or food or toys. This is a huge help. And it's so nice of these people to do this.
Okay.
And set this up for us. So please come in. Drop off a turkey.
Hey. Yeah. And that's what's important. Okay.
That's what's important. That's right.
Why don't you, Fred, take my spot. And I want you to lead this thing because this is your show. I'm just going to get up for a few minutes. Ask Fred some questions. And then we got Michael.
Nope, I'm not here.
Michael's not here. Nope. And then we got the treasure man, and we got the young lady here. So what are you looking for?
The treasure.
Oh, okay.
You got one in there?
We have Jay and Barbara.
You have Jay?
From Jay's Treasures.
So we got to get all these. We got a lot of people here lined up to get on. So.
Perfect.
So we'll put Fred on, and then you can Jay. Turkey drive going.
Yeah, baby. Fred, this is Fred Howard from the Shepherd Center. Fred is donates his time to do this, and we really appreciate everything you do, Fred. You're doing a great job, and we're looking to really get this. We want to break a record this year.
And great, Michael. Thank you very much.
We're with the right guy. We're with the right organization. And tell us a little bit about Shepherd Center.
Well, the Shepherd Center, Michael, has been around for 44 years, and we own our 33,000 square foot building, and so we have a home for life now. When you donate to the Shepherd Center, because we are volunteer based and we have 22 primary member partners, 92% to delivering food, delivering services, delivering furniture to people who need, serving the better than 70,000 families this year. So,
amazing. What a great job. You gotta feel good when you wake up in the morning.
I do. Yeah. I do.
What a great job you guys do. That's amazing.
But what we do need right now is we need turkeys. And so there's a lot of great deals out there for turkeys. I think Winn-Dixie is offering turkeys for 99 cents a pound.
Oh, come on, people. Let's get out there. Let's donate a turkey. I'll tell you, you're going to feel better about life. This is such a great organization, and so many people give by. We really need to step it up a little bit and get some turkeys in here.
Let me just, Michael, go through a few of our numbers for last year. These are audited numbers. Through our outreach services, we served 7,000 people. That's with birth certificates, IDs, getting them jobs, providing cell phones.
Oh, so you not only feed them, you're helping them out every step of the way.
In all respects,
wow.
Yeah. In our food pantry, we serve about 110 to 115 families a day with a week's worth of food. Here's the really impressive statistic that just jumps off the page at me. In the Tarpon Springs holiday area, a person, whether they're homeless, displaced, lonely, couch surfing, or whatever, can get a hot meal 7 days a week. Two of those days, two meals. In the community kitchens last year, we served 26,024 people.
Oh, my goodness.
A hot meal every day. Now, that's a pretty great
staggering
accomplishment.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
No one needs to go hungry in this area. We do homebound food deliveries to 1,100 people. That's a week's worth of food. That's people that can't get to our pantry.
And you deliver to them.
Or they're homebound, exactly.
That's great.
In the Project Thanks, which was turkey dinner, or turkeys, and all the fixings for Thanksgiving, we did 2,600. That was a pretty impressive number. We hope to do nearly that much for Christmas, but we need turkeys.
Hey, everybody, let's get in here. Let's get some turkeys. Listen, come on in. We got a lot. We got a nice little buffet here for anybody that wants to come in. With Leo's donated some pasta with sausage, some rigatonis, pulse shrimp pulse, brought some shrimp, some fried zucchini. I mean, we got all kinds of good food over here. Come on in. Have a little something to eat. Donate a turkey. Come on. Break a record. And so far, we're doing good. That door keeps opening. People keep coming in with turkeys. We expect it to just keep going.
Okay, Brian, do we have this gentleman who we want to put on the air?
Yes, Jane Treasures. Let him sit down. You stay.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good.
Jay, what's going on, buddy?
I'm just still here rocking and rolling for everybody.
How's the rock business?
It's going actually pretty well. You know, It's a perfect storm of of excitement, because I found what I love to do, and it just helps out the world in my own way, because when you look at a stone or a fossil or anything of the sort like that, you think it's worth $1 million, because honestly it's millions of years old.
Right.
So you really everybody who sees it, they're like, dude, that's worth $500. That's worth $5 million. See, for me, it could be worth that, but because I'm so blessed my whole life to give back, I'll give it to you for $3. And people are like, $3? They're like, nice. But that's my love. You
well,
know
listen,
I mean?
I've been in the place many times, and you have some beautiful, beautiful rocks in there. Right. And all different, and not only rocks, you have some gems, you have everything.
Himalayan salt lamps, that draws in moisture and purifies the air from the dandruff and allergies. It's a positive outlook, because it's a million-year-old rock that's waving hello every time you walk into your house and you turn that key. You look up, and hey, it could be the worst day of your life, and it's saying, why are you even mad, man? Look at me. I survived the test of time. I'm a miracle, man. You know, stick with me. You know, we us miracles got to stick together, you know, because honestly, we're made out of, this is what's cool about me and my path I've been on is that I dug so deep, I found myself. And what I found out is that we're made out of a 91% liquid salt base. Our blood is like a salt base. And you know what that means? That means that we're all rock stars. So it doesn't matter who, what, where, when, why we are.
Yeah.
You know, we're all rock stars.
We're all rock stars. Yeah. It's Jay's treasure and rock bottom pricing for Jay. I know that. Listen, he's located at...
right on the world famous Sponge Docks, towards the end of it, right across from the aquarium. It's called the Lighthouse Mall because there's a big lighthouse sticking out of the top of a building. And it's free parking at that address. And then you just pull in there, you park, you walk around the front. I know from the front it might look like there's only a couple stores, but hiding deep within, there's definitely a rock party for the world to enjoy. Yeah.
Jay is all the way in the back on the right. And listen, you won't be disappointed. He's got some great, great stuff in there.
Yeah.
And we also have a coupon. And Brian Cash Closet coupon book for 20% off. So grab a book, go down and see Jay, and let him show you around.
Yeah, even if you don't have any money, you know, you come on in, I'll give you a free rock with or without any purchase every time.
Look at that.
So, you know, I don't leave no treasure hunters behind. So come on in and you get yourself a free rock. And then if you want to work out a little rock bottom pricing, you know, I'll smush all the rocks together like a bunch of clay, and we'll rock and roll with each other.
That's it. You're there, baby.
Yeah. You know,
that's a beautiful thing.
It really is. It's
and
magical.
Like I said, I've been there numerous times. As a matter of fact, we did a live broadcast there one time.
Yeah, we had the ribbon cutting with my 100-year-old great-grandma. Yeah,
right?
She pulled it off. She made it to the ribbon cutting.
Unbelievable.
She seen the treasure man strike again.
and I went through there, man. I must have been in there for 30 minutes looking around. There's some beautiful, beautiful stuff in there.
Yeah.
People really don't realize until you get in there. You know, what the beauty of all your gems and rocks. And
well, you got to slow your mind down. That's the problem about life. Everybody's with the, like my great grandma said, everybody's with the hustle and bustle, you know, just trying to survive. It's not nobody's fault. But for me is I went so fast because I have ADD, ADHD, that I almost hit the speed of light. And then I became a rock star. And then I slowed myself down just enough because I bought so many buckets of rocks that now I realize that it's a treasure for the world to enjoy. You know, they're so beautiful because you could give me $1, $2, $5, $3, and you'll have a piece of history that can last you a lifetime. Think about that. You know what I mean? You could buy something that will spoil in a month, in a week, in a day, or you can buy a rock and become a rock star for the world to enjoy.
All right.
That's very good, Jay. That's a good analogy.
It's well, because it's my love. You know, when I was 5 years old, I found something buried in my backyard. And ever since that day, I said I was going to become a treasure man when I grew up, and I made it. So I'm a real Cinderella story. Like I have been.
Hey, that's Jay's Treasure, 813 Dedekanes Boulevard in Tarpon Springs.
Santa baby, in the stable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Kissed. Next year I could be oh so good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Biddle, biddle, Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, little baby and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Ba-do-ba-do, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean a phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
In other words, if I had a kid at home and I thought that they might be smoking marijuana or doing cocaine or something, I could send you in when they're at school, and you could have your dog sniff around, and exactly. He finds it. What's he do? Sit down?
Yeah, he sits down and he points at it with his nose so that you know where he's looking at.
Okay.
You know, the real goal is to give parents peace of mind so that, you know, they can have peace of mind knowing whether their kids are or aren't on drugs. And, you know, it's just trying to curb the drug epidemic that's going on. But yeah, he'll sit and point at it, you know, and then, you know, we give it over to the parents if they want it, and they can do what they want with it, or we can dispose of it. Depends on what they want to do. But just, you know, if somebody needs help trying to find drugs and they think their kids are acting strange or hanging out with the wrong
crowd. All right, let me ask you a question, Mike. If I lost my stash in my house, I could call you. You can find it. All right, that's okay. Good, perfect. So, listen, all kidding aside, this is a great, great idea that he's got. And if you have, you know, little suspicion with the kids, I would jump on this. I mean,
it's better to know than not know.
Absolutely. And he's not going to call the police or anything. I mean, yeah, he's going to let you know, and, you know, you go from there. The number is 727-666-2000. It's 727-666-2000. It's Positive Drug Detention. Now,
that's PAWSITI.
Positive.
Yep.
Drug detection. Sorry, but yeah. And listen, you go to Brian Cash Claw's coupon book and you get a 20% off the first service call.
Yep.
So, which is a great deal. He's located at 739 Natalie Lane in Palm Harbor, Florida. And do you have a website?
Sure do. PositiveDrugDetection.com. And there's all kinds of information on there, probably more than you ever wanted to know.
Right. Okay, yep. That's Positive, PAWSITIVE, drugdetention.com.
Good enough. Thank
yeah.
you, Mike.
Yeah, Michael, it's always a pleasure, man. I mean, you know, you're doing a good job for helping people out like that.
There you go.
Yeah, it really.
And that's some awesome fried zucchini you got there. That's
oh, good.
Stuff. I think I have more than my share, but that's.
We're waiting for some donations here. For some turkey, some money to help the kids, families that don't have, that we're without. There's so many people coming in, dropping off turkeys right now. Anybody that comes in, I mean, we appreciate it. Pulse Shrimp Pulse, we appreciate your donation. So we're offering a free fresh cut to order fried zucchini appetizer with every turkey or cash donation. So, and Pulse Shrimp Pulse is located at 530 Athens Street in the Sponge Docks.
And the Shepherd Center is great for finding that small, unique gift that you don't want to buy and pay full retail for. They got all kinds of treasures hidden around these
shelves.
Boy,
they sure do. I was walking around. Yeah, I was walking around. They got some nice stuff.
They had a whole section of Christmas stuff over there, and it's pretty nice down here. Pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this is the first time I've been in here, and my restaurant's right down the street, so I don't know why I've never been in here, but now that I know it's here. And listen, I want everybody else to know it's here. Stop by the Shepherd Center. It's 304 Pinellas Avenue. Come on down. Drop off a turkey. Come on. Help some kids out. Help families out a little bit. Donate a little bit of money. Everything goes toward the kids. So please, please come in and help. We want to break a record this year. Last year we had X amount. This year we're going for more. What did we have last year? Do you remember, Fred?
In what?
For the turkey donation.
We had 2,600 for Thanksgiving and 1,500 for Christmas.
Okay. Well, we're at Christmas time. Let's try for 2,200.
Let's do
Come
it.
Come on. Let's get some people in here. You're driving by. Stop in. Give a little donation. You can also drop a donation off at the radio station, and that's on Fort Harris. We don't have
anybody here. Yeah.
Okay, well, Brian was telling them to drop them off, but it's okay.
Yeah, it would have to come here, and they'll go in our refrigerated truck. While we're talking about donations, let me introduce to you Barb Johnson, who runs the donation yard here at 304 South Pinellas Avenue and does a remarkable job. So when you bring your donations here, whether it be clothing, furniture, things that you no longer need that we can turn around and sell in the thrift store. And by the way, the thrift store is the way that we fund all of our programs here. So it goes for a good thing. So Barb Johnson?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yeah, does a wonderful job. Tell us about the job you do, Barb.
Well, I work out back. A lot of people don't know about the flea market. We have signs up in the store and around about, but we're open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, 9 to 2, and we're closed Sunday and Monday. And whatever you have to donate, you can bring it, and it will be accepted. But the thing is, people need to know this, that when you bring something, it has to be viable. It has to be sellable. We are a nonprofit. And if it's not worthy, then we're going to hand it back. And a lot of people are not too happy about that. But for the most part,
well, you probably take 95% of the stuff that comes in. I mean, so yeah, just don't bring your holy underwear in.
Okay. That part.
You know, look at it, make sure somebody's going to want it, make sure it's, you know, in good, halfway good shape, because you guys will clean it up and take care of it. But, you know, all the money goes toward a good cause.
Yes, it does.
So that's great. You do a good job, Barbara.
I try.
She does a wonderful job, and it's not an easy job, but it's so important. So bring your generous donations and help us with the thrift store to fund all of our programs, such as the community kitchens, the job searches, the health programs, the many things that we do for people, providing them with ID, the community kitchens, as I said, the homebound deliveries, the food drops, the pantry. And Barbara, again, you do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And we're so grateful for what you do.
I'm grateful.
If you would like to say one thing to encourage people to bring their donations, what would that be?
I would like to say that we should be first on the list when it comes to donating.
Why is that?
Because this is the best place to donate. You know,
yes,
when
is.
I first got here, I heard all about the Shepherd Center, so I had to come and see for myself. I've been here for 5 years now.
Isn't that great?
Good yes.
For good for you, Barbara. And we appreciate all the work that you
Thank
do.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, we got some food over here that's just, I just want to give a shout out to a couple of these people. We got Leo's. On Alt 19 or on US 19, that is just amazing. He brought us two huge pans of rigatoni's with sausage and meatballs. We also have BJ's Asian Fusion. We want to thank you guys for donating some food today and bringing it down. I'm telling you want some good Asian fusion, you go right here at BJ's Asian Fusion. And if you go to the Brian Cash Class coupon book, we have $5 off 30 or more, $10 off 50 or more, and 20% off two entrees and two beverages. So it's across the street from Ace Hardware and Save a Lot. So come on down. Don't miss it. You're going to love it. Or come down here, donate a turkey, donate some money for these kids, and have something to eat. We have a nice buffet. We have a nice spread for everybody.
All right, good. Let me read our mission statement one more time, and it will really tell you why it's so important that you support what our efforts are. And the mission statement is, the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center is an interfaith outreach of compassion, education, assistance, and support for the needs of all in our community. Through our faith conviction, we feed the hungry, we clothe the poor, and equip the least among us by providing opportunities and a place for all to give and receive hope. So, folks, We are so grateful that you listen. We are so grateful that you bring turkeys to help us feed the hungry and support us by shopping in our thrift store. And if you haven't been to the thrift store, it's a thrift store among thrift stores, I assure you. It's about 20,000 square feet, and there are some real treasures that are in here. You know, and these treasures, they come from the people in and around Tarpon Springs donating items that they might have had for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and other items that maybe they lost a loved one and it was a precious item that the children no longer thought they had a need for, and they're donating this. So you can find some real great things. So come and spend time with us. Donate some turkeys. They're going for a great cause. We're handing them out to roughly more than 1,000 families on Tuesday the 18th at 8:30 in the morning till 12:30, and then again in the afternoon till 3:30.
What a great organization you have, Fred. We appreciate that. And that's Tuesday you're going to be giving out the turkeys. So
correct.
We do have enough time now for somebody to go shopping. 99 cents a pound, you said you found them?
At Winn-Dixie.
At Winn-Dixie. Go pick up a turkey. Come on, guys. I mean, it's going to a good cause. And we're looking for probably another 400 turkeys to break a record. So get in here, get a turkey, give a little money. And like I says, we appreciate your donation. So Paul Shrimp House, we're offering the free fresh cut-to-order fried zucchini appetizer with every turkey or cash donation. We're located at 530 Athens Street in the Sponge Docks. Come on down and get a turkey and get a free appetizer.
Paul's Shrimp House, the legendary restaurant in Tarpon Springs.
Man, we've been around since 1940. And you've been around a long time. You want good shrimp, you go down there. You want good seafood, everything fresh from the water to your plate. And if you're thinking about having a Christmas party this year, call Paul's for your early reservations. It's 727-938-5093. And we also offer catering. So if you're having friends over, don't want to cook, or, you know, the hassle of cooking, just call us up. Paul's Shrimp House. 727-938-5093. You could also check us out on Facebook, Paul's Shrimp House Facebook. And we've got a lot of deals going on. Find out what's going on every day. So let's get down here. Let's get some turkeys. Let's get some money together for these kids. Let them have a good Christmas. You'll feel better about yourself.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Yes, you will. You know, in being a volunteer here now for over 4 years, I can speak to the fact that I give more than I receive. I get greater enjoyment from providing people with things that they need and want and helping their family.
That's great, man.
It's just a wonderful thing, and I encourage you to do as well.
Yeah. That's great. You got to feel good about yourself.
So we need to get Brian Cash Claws back on here and
Hey, we want to thank, again, BJ's for bringing this food down. What a great little spread.
Okay, we got...
And we want to thank Leo's.
Oh, my God,
there's
an attorney. You got to thank an attorney, man. Really,
what happened?
I just realized that.
Brian's eating.
How much more time
Brian's
left?
Eating.
We
got 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah. There's this attorney guy.
It's good food. Okay, so come on down, 304 Pinellas Avenue, Shepherd's.
304 South Pinellas Avenue, right between Tarpon Avenue, the main intersection, and Martin Luther King Boulevard, where we sit right in the middle on the west side of the road. It's a 33,000 square foot building. You can't miss it. And Brian Cash Claws.
Yeah, we'd like to thank Aaron Fran. He's Aaron Fran Hash Attorney. His phone number is 727-784-8191. Do you know who Aaron is?
Well, I know Fran Hash, and she's a great attorney.
And she's great.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? They just want a shout out. They don't want no big deal made. But no, they helped out big time with mm-hmm. this turkey drive. And can you say, you know, Aaron? It's called Aaron Fran Hash Attorney. I thought Aaron by himself?
I don't know that, but I do know Fran, and she's been a great contributor and philanthropist in our area here for.
She gives a lot, this woman.
Does she? I don't even know her.
15 or 20 years, that's for sure.
She has wonderful bike runs. She has,
oh, yeah.
I mean, she's, yeah.
Oh, well, she's always, the real deal. Aaron Fran Hash, attorney at law. They helped us out. The gentleman, Bobby King from Pinellas Park. And then we had another one that gave $250. They dropped off the check today.
Wonderful.
Nice.
And they put in the BCC, and they know, and I got to get their name now. Let me go do that.
Yeah, while you're looking for that, let me say this, that all of the works we do, running the thrift store, raising the money to do all of the programs that serve 71,000-plus families a year, we do all of this with 17 employees and about 180 volunteers. So when you donate products, services, cash, you can know that almost all of it ends up in. So help us out right now, today. It's turkeys. And. Always come and visit with us in the thrift store. You'll be glad you did, that's for sure.
Oh, you're not kidding. Huh? Hey, Jay, welcome back, buddy. What's up?
Oh, nothing much, man. I'm just thinking about all these, all this dedication we got to put together so we could, help out for people in need.
Well, this is Jay from Jay's Treasure.
Hey, guys.
Jay's over on 813 Dedicanes Boulevard in Tarpon Springs. You can become a rock star.
Yep, you're only one rock away, guys. You're only one rock away from becoming a rock star.
Rock bottom prices.
Yeah, how's everybody doing today? Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Hey. How you doing?
Hey, guys. We're here at the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center up in Tarpon. It's at 304 Pinellas Avenue. Is it North Pinellas Avenue?
South
Pinellas Avenue. And we are asking everyone listening to please bring a turkey or a monetary donation today. We are definitely short on the turkeys. We have almost 1,000 vouchers passed out to people in the community to come in on Tuesday to redeem those vouchers. And we don't have 1,000 turkeys, guys.
Okay, come on.
We
let's
need
get
1,000 turkeys.
Let's get going, gang. Come on, just drop off a turkey. Drop off a little donation.
Yeah, every bit helps.
Let's feed these kids. Let's feed these people that don't have. We all have here, and let's help out. You're
yeah,
feel
and
so
if you
good
come
about
down,
yourself.
If you come down today, we'll feed you. We have big ziti and sausage and meatballs. Yeah. Food and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Come on, we got some food here.
Yeah, we do.
Come on down, drop off something, you know, something for the kids. And, you know, even if you think it's not enough, it's a little bit, I feel embarrassed coming down for $5, $10. Do
it. Hey,
$5
helps.
Drop it off.
Yeah, it's a love thing. It's a love thing.
Yes.
You know, feel the love. When you come here, you just feel the vibrations of positiveness.
Yes.
You know, that's all you need. You know, just it brings hope where there was darkness to bring some light to life.
Thank you, Jay. And, yeah. You know, we're right here in the thrift store today, so you can come down, make a little donation.
Check out the radio
show. Yeah, check out the, get
eat,
some food,
get
and look around
hunt,
the thrift
everything.
Store.
Yeah, it's all about a treasure hunt, you know that, yeah.
For sure. They have, I mean, we're sitting here looking at some really beautiful paintings that they have over here and some gorgeous furniture.
Tammy, have you been through the store? Have you seen what
I have.
Boy,
they have
a lot
everything
of stuff
and Christmas decorations. They have. We have right behind us is a whole bunch of Christmas trees. And a whole bunch of Christmas decorations here.
Yeah.
Tis the season, guys.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
So you know, and it makes you feel good to give back to the community. It really does.
Doesn't
you
it?
Know?
It really does. I'm telling you. I know we donated when we came in. So, you know, like I said, every little bit helps. You
it
know,
definitely
every
does.
Every little bit. If you have $5, $10, drop it off. If you get a turkey, find a nice deal on a turkey, grab two, one for you, one for the kids, one for families that are needy.
taking turkeys in?
Oh, we are. We need turkeys.
Yes, we're taking turkeys. Yeah, we're doing
we're doing a turkey drive today. Oh,
you just bring it in. We got a
basket. This gentleman right here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. Yes.
Thank
you. Know we have a nice gentleman.
More,
in here.
Thank you, sir.
Robert.
We got a donated turkey,
thank
guys.
You, Robert.
A customer who
thank
walked
you,
in. That
Michael.
Was cool.
Thank you.
That worked out good. That was a perfect storm.
Yeah. Winhoving is going to Winn-Dixie right now. Going to buy a turkey.
Thank you, Robert.
There you go. Let's give him a round of applause, guys. We got another one.
All right. So we need more turkeys, guys.
That's right.
We need more
people like Robert coming in and then going out and getting the turkey for us.
It was a ripple effect. You know, that's we planted a seed of knowledge, of life, of positiveness, and there you go. And he felt the vibrations, guys.
Right?
We got another rock star in our midst.
All right.
This is from the local law firm.
Okay, now we just got another donation from Richard Venditti. He's a general account.
Actually, I believe he's an attorney here in Palm Harbor.
Attorney.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I, yes. We
and,
spoke to him yesterday.
He sent us $250.
Yeah. He went out of his way and brought us money. That's just awesome. Thank you so much.
Boy, let
Richard.
Me tell you something.
Thank
that $250, you're going to buy a lot of turkeys.
It really does. It really does.
So
thank you, Richard. We
need more
appreciate
people
it.
Like Richard. Richard Venditti, attorney of law. Great job. Thank you so much. We appreciate everything you do. Listen, you could be one of them. Drop off a check, drop off some cash, bring a turkey in. It's all going for good.
Yep. Yes,
it's all
come on.
Good. Get her on. Let her.
Come on.
Ada. Look at this.
Ready, guys.
We got a copy of the check to prove it. I don't know. It hasn't cleared yet, but it's.
Well, we just passed today.
You know what I mean? My friend, you know, the nicest check I ever got was made of gold, right? It had gold trim around it. I was like, wow, this is such a beautiful check. I can't believe how nice it is. And you know, it bounced. 20 years ago.
Watch out for pretty checks.
Watch out for, okay, Ada. So tell us, what do you do here, Ada? And like, what's the cause?
I am the executive director of the Shepherd Center. And one of the things that we do a lot of things here. But mainly, our mission is to help the needy and to feed the poor, clothe the poor, and we help a lot of people in our community. You know, we help them with birth certificates. We help them with a lot of resources. Plus, we also provide food from our pantry, and we have our thrift store that is our main source of income here. So, you know, this holiday season, you know, if you can go into those pockets, just remember the Shepherd Center. We do so many things. We work with the community churches to feed the people 7 days a week. We do food drops, and our food drops, we provide food for 100 bags at-risk neighborhoods for people that cannot come into the Shepherd Center. And, you know, they come. We have a truck out there at 5 p.m. so that they, if they're coming from work or if they don't have transportation, they can come to us. And
really, you do that. Wow. You bring food.
That's right.
That is amazing.
That's great. I'm telling you. It's going over and above. That is fantastic.
And one of our programs is our Homebound program also that we're very proud of. When in 2015, we started with one person. Today, we have about 24 that we deliver. And all of that.
So you're busy.
Two caseworkers that are fantastic, that they do so much in our outreach program. You know, we have resources, we have partnerships with people, you know, like, the Florida Hospital and, St. Nicholas and St. Timothy's, and we all, you know, and so many others, and we all work together for one mean in our community. We are very, very close in partnership with the Salvation Army, and we work together, again, to assist those that are in need here in our community.
Don't get much better than that, Brian. They're givers.
No, we got to
really
give.
There.
And that's like guys like Jay over here, seriously, that bring joy to people.
Right.
Like, right. There are certain people that bring joy to people. Fred Howard brings joy to people. Ida, you do. Michael, you don't. But well, besides that,
I don't get paid to do that.
Mike, I saw him. He was in the homeless bag. I saw him stealing stuff.
I just needed a pair of socks. Stop saying that.
Oh, my goodness.
People, here is that you never have to steal. Because all you have to say is, I need it, and you have it.
Oh, wonderful.
And we're very proud of that. Because we have a thrift store here, and people think that we're just a thrift store, but we're more than a thrift store.
You certainly are.
And, you know, we give out vouchers to people that need, whether it's clothing, whether it's furniture, whether it's houseware, we give those vouchers out.
He just brought in a turkey. Hey,
another turkey.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Turkeys. Bring those turkeys. Bring start the assembly line.
Let's keep these turkeys coming. Come on, Grailing. Guys.
Grailing. So we have 1,000 turkeys we got to come up with. We again want to thank the Richard A. Venditti, PA. He's a general account. He's he's at in Tarpon Avenue, 500 East Tarpon Avenue. He made it out to the Shepherd Center. Christmas donation.
Yes.
Well, listen, we're at 304.
Look at that.
South Pinellas. You guys stop by, drop off a turkey, drop off a little cash. Come on, people are just coming in like crazy here, dropping off turkeys. I see Chuck's here. There's another one. I mean, come on, let's get
going. Whoa, come back for the food. Oh, here's the turkey.
Right. There's another turkey.
We got another. Look at these turkeys coming in. His name is Rich the Turkey. Yeah, Rich.
Come on, guys. Rick. Let's get in the holiday spirit. Let's feed some families.
Amen.
Amen. And I like what you said there because there's a did you get in touch with Scott Alesius? Scott, yeah, Scott. He has a place, a big place, too. And he helps out a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we have one-of-a-kind fossils and minerals and collectibles. That's Jay from Jay's Treasure here. We have Michael from Paul's Shrimp House. We have Ida here from the Shepherd Center. We have
Ada.
Oh, you got eight.
Ada. Did you go to the store yet? I got to give you money.
Fred Howard from Fred Howard. He's here. But she's standing well. We got Liberty.
I mean, she's standing well.
She stands well, and she's working hard.
Okay, look, here's two more turkeys.
And then we got Rick. Oh, two more turkeys?
Two more turkeys.
Are you kidding me?
That's amazing. They just keep coming
in. Oh, clothes. Listen, we want turkeys. No, it's a turkey drive.
It's two turkeys. There's one turkey, and then another one's coming in. Listen, come on down.
Yes.
304 South Pinellas, Shepherd Center.
Come on, guys. We're doing it for here. We're trying to come up with 1,000 turkeys. We're at 300.
Okay. What do you have there, too?
I just have clothes. Oh.
Yes. That's very well.
Thank you.
When are you
going to
be here again?
We're here all day. We're just for the Shepherd Center.
Now, we're going to give the turkeys away Tuesday.
But we're here 7 days a week. So you can come and see Ada Delgay.
Ada. See Ada personally.
Yes.
What is it better to do, the money?
I would, if you give a check, why it's better for you, it's a tax write off.
$100.
I don't
know. Well, even whatever you got. Anything will be good.
Whatever you give is
5,000.
So much appreciated. Yeah.
10,000.
Anything. Yeah. Bring in a turkey.
Just bring in a turkey. I was all in fun.
Here's the owner.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
well, we are, we're we feed 150 people a day here, a hot meal every day.
More than that.
More than that? Yeah, okay, but on the conservative side, so it's for the homeless. Okay. If you can bring a couple turkeys, that'd be great.
Okay.
That's what we need. We need turkeys. No, we want turkeys.
No.
Frozen turkeys?
Frozen turkeys.
Okay.
Actually, whatever's best for you. That's the answer.
And also, you know.
You're really muscling people with turkeys. They don't want cash. They want turkey. Or 100.
100?
$5
a plate.
It's not good.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, you just said for the homeless, we feed people low-income people, and you know, and we have homeless families, which is something that I want people to know about. You know, we have families living in cars, we have families with children living in their van. And those are the people that we also, you know, try to feed and to help.
Those are the people, you know, that need it the most.
And one of the things about our community is that, you know, we all work together. We have churches. We have, again, I will mention Salvation Army that does so much for our community. That we just work together to try to, you know, take care of this community. And it's really important that people know that we are a community, that we're bound together, you know, to worship and to, you know, just give God the glory for everything that we do.
Amen.
Because that's what we do.
Amen. Okay. I heard a guy say it's like a tree. You see the branches and all that, they're all connected. Imagine it as a tree. You see all the little branches, the fruit. Every one of us, that tree, if that represents humans,
yes,
we're all connected somehow.
Yes, we are.
We are. And so if a limb breaks, mm-hmm, that hurts the tree a little bit.
Exactly.
But yet it still can regenerate more limbs and trees and stuff like that. So we got to look that we're connected like a tree is connected. And live as a unity, because our common welfare should come first. Right?
Yes.
That's the key right there. Because when we believe that, without you, Ada, mm-hmm, right? Without you, there's no me.
Right.
But in the material world, it's about me, me, me. But in the spiritual world, it's about you.
Yeah. And Brian, I just want to tell you something. I don't say without me. I say without God, without Jesus that is in this place, that I always say that he is here with us always, because he is always at the Shepherd Center.
He sure is.
He is always at the Shepherd Center. And through him, so many things happen. This year, you know, people have just come out and been so bountiful and giving for our, you know, Adopt the Family being our sponsors, and for Christmas, and you know, so we are so appreciative of everything.
I gotta say, we're appreciative of you and the Shepherd Center, and we're appreciative of everybody that's dropping off these turkeys.
Yeah, okay. What I'd like to thank is Sarah Parker, 2171 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, 140 turkeys.
Wow,
wow, 140 turkeys. We'd like to thank G for bringing in two turkeys.
Nice. All right.
Jay Treasures.
And Tracy CNC for bringing two turkeys.
Tracy and Paul for bringing in two turkeys.
Amen.
Amen. And I'd like to thank the law firms that helped out. We already said about them. A $250 check was donated from Richard A. Vendente. And then we had Bobby King. He donated $100. So altogether, the show probably got close to $4,000.
All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
And then thank Aaron Fran Hash, attorney.
Oh,
she donated also $500.
Yeah.
And very quickly, I want to thank everyone who has donated this year to the Shepherd Center for all our causes. Thank you so much, and have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
And Cricket Tears, Mike, donated $100. Leo's Italian Restaurant donated $100. I go down the list. A lot of people have been donating.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.